Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I was baptized when I was 4 weeks old, to the day, at my grandparents' church in Millard, Nebraska. It was the church where my mother had been raised and confirmed, and where my parents were married. My mother's sister and her husband were my godparents, and all four of my grandparents were there. But I don't remember any of it. I don't even remember seeing pictures of it, which is kind of crazy. I'm thinking that maybe my parents were heading back to where they were teaching on the Navajo, and I think it was kind of a like, let's get this done in a Lutheran church, because we're going out away from Lutherans. I imagine that for most of us here, whether our background is Lutheran or Roman Catholic or other mainline Protestant, we probably don't remember our baptism. But hopefully, we do remember that we are baptized. We remember that in baptism, we have been claimed by God and our sins forgiven. We have been brought into the community of God's people. Our baptism matters. In our reading today from Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes, "Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we also might walk in newness of life." Paul describes how our baptism gives us new life in Jesus. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, so we also might walk in newness of life. One of the earliest images of baptism in our scripture and our Christian tradition is of dying and rising. Now, it may be hard for us who pour a bit of water over a child's head to relate to this image of baptism, but in the original form of baptism by immersion, it was much more evident. This is a picture of a baptistry from an ancient church in Ephesus, and it shows how this early practice of baptism acted out this going down and coming up, this dying to sin and rising to new life. You can see the steps that go into the pool where there would be a full immersion in water, symbolic of death. And then walking up out of the pool became a symbol of rising to new life. Once people came up out of that pool, they were not the same as they had been. Something had changed. And we know that for many of these early Christians, this baptism, this joining, this way of Jesus Christ did indeed cause division in families, cause ostracizing from communities. It was moving into a whole new realm of life. They had died to their former life and been raised to new life in Jesus. But what really caught my attention this week was a combination of two of Paul's phrases. He writes, "Just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, so we also might walk in newness of life." And he writes, "You must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Walk in newness of life, alive to God in Christ Jesus. I love that. Walk in newness of life, alive to God in Christ Jesus. Live in gratitude and love. Pay attention to God's presence in your life and in the world. Be who you are. You are God's beloved child, claimed in your baptism and sealed by the Holy Spirit forever. You are forgiven, loved, and saved, freed from sin, death, and evil for the sake of new life in Christ. You have received the gift of God's love and grace, freely given, always and forever, no matter what. That's our Rainbow Trail phrase, if you remember from last week. Always and forever, no matter what. Now, act like it. Be who you are. You are a follower of Jesus, baptized into the mission to share God's love and healing. Be who you are. You are the body of Christ, called to be God's hands and feet and voice in a hurting world. Be who you are. To walk in newness of life, alive to God in Christ Jesus, means living in gratitude for God's blessings and abundance. It means recognizing where God is present in our lives and sharing God's love and grace with others. It means being attentive to where God is already at work in the world. God is at work out there, y'all. And stepping up to join God's mission of peace and justice and mercy. The ELCA, that's our church-wide Lutheran body, has seen God at work in the nationwide truth and healing movement among Native American communities, and has decided to join in that work, committing significant resources to our own truth and healing movement. The ELCA movement includes a combination of education and truth-telling, commemoration, advocacy, and direct action in Native communities. All Saints has been a part of this movement already with a variety of learning experiences in May and June. And we will continue to participate as this movement expands throughout the rest of this year. Walk in newness of life, alive to God in Christ Jesus. The Rocky Mountain Synod has seen God at work in those who serve immigrants at the border and has committed to support these ministries and programs. You've heard already about our Synod Assembly that was at the border in El Paso in May, and all of the participants went out to do border immersion programs. The bishop made a commitment at that event, and now the Synod is inviting all of us to advocate for compassionate, bipartisan immigration reform at the federal level. There's more information about how to participate in the July newsletter, which will come out this week. All Saints has been part of this work with our asylum seeker welcome work and direct support of ministries at the border. And we continue to explore how we might be of service in this arena. Walk in newness of life, alive to God in Christ Jesus. All Saints and other reconciling and affirming congregations in many denominations have seen God already at work in inclusion and love for LGBTQIA people. We have chosen to welcome, to learn about, to advocate on behalf of this community, and to take action such as showing up at Pride events, to be visible in proclaiming God's love for all God's children. Walk in newness of life, alive to God in Christ Jesus. Be who you are. What does this look like in our lives? It looks like loving and serving our neighbors, the ones in our own homes, sometimes that's hardest, and communities, as well as the ones who live far away and live very differently than we do. It looks like advocating for justice, mercy, and peace for everyone. It looks like feeding the hungry, sheltering the unhoused, and welcoming the stranger. Walk in newness of life, alive to God in Christ Jesus. Be who you are. What does this look like in your life? Only you can decide the specifics, and I know you all are serving in the world in so many ways, within and outside of the church. It means finding the place where the needs and hurts of the world meet our own gifts and interests, and then getting involved in the work of love. It's as simple and as challenging as that. It is our invitation and calling as the baptized people of God to be the body of Christ alive and at work in the world. Thanks be to God for God's love and grace, for new and eternal life, and for joining us to God's work in the world. Amen.